Hey there, fellow knowledge seeker. You know how bridges and ships, they need serious protection from rust?
Right.
Well, today we're going deep on ArmorGalv. It's way more than just a coating. It's like changing the material itself.
Exactly. We're talking about thermal diffusion galvanizing. So instead of just sitting on top, the zinc actually goes into the steel, like becomes part of it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So instead of just wearing a raincoat, you kind of become waterproof yourself.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so tough, so resistant to corrosion, abrasion. Like we're talking some of the harshest environments out there.
So less like a raincoat, more like you said, built-in armor plating.
Yeah.
Our notes mention this anti-galling thing. Is that part of it?
Absolutely. Okay, picture this huge suspension bridge, right? Thousands of bolts holding it all together. Now imagine if those bolts started seizing up, fusing together under all that pressure and the
That
weather.
would be that.
That's galling. The metal surfaces weld themselves together. ArmorGalv is like this barrier that stops that from happening.
Okay, so that's where the whole cadmium replacement comes in.
You got it. See, cadmium, that's commonly used, but it's got those health risks, environmental problems. ArmorGalv, it gives you the same protection, but in a safe and sustainable way.
Now that's what I call a win-win.
Yeah.
No wonder the EPA gave ArmorGalv that MVP2 award.
Big deal, yeah. That award, it's for tech that really cuts down on pollution, you know. So for ArmorGalv to get it says a lot.
So, tough A&D, good for the planet. But I was curious, the stuff we read said it works on a bunch of materials, not just steel.
Oh yeah, one of the most amazing things, IS, how versatile it is. Wrought steel, forged, castings, even powdered metal, even stainless steel can benefit.
Powdered metal. That sounds tricky.
It is, yeah. Usually you got to do this extra step, impregnation. It takes forever, costs a lot just to seal up the pores before you can even coat it. But get this, ArmorGalv skips that WL step.
Wait, it just skips it. What does that mean for companies who use powdered metal then?
It's huge for them. You imagine the cost they save, how much faster it is. And it's not just skipping a step. It makes the powdered metal itself stronger too. We're talking more durable parts, all because of this diffusion process.
That's wild. Not just improving, but completely changing how it's done. Speaking of precision, our notes said something about how thin this coating is. It's not like just slapping on a thick layer, is it?
Nope.
We're talking crazy precision. ArmorGalv can be applied in layers as thin as 20 microns, that's thinner than a human hair, and with amazing control, all the way up to 150 microns if you need it.
Wow, thinner than I imagined for something giving that much protection, like a second skin for the metal. That level of precision, that's got to be crucial for certain industries, right?
Absolutely. Think about parts with intricate details, really tight tolerances,
Right.
medical devices, aerospace, anything where even a tiny variation matters. ArmorGalv, it lets you have that level of precision without sacrificing performance.
My mind is already racing with the possibilities. It's thin, but tough, precise. And let's not forget heat resistance. And ArmorGalv, it definitely delivers there.
Definitely. Our sources say continuous service temperature up to 1200 degrees Fahrenheit, like hot enough to melt aluminum. 1200 degrees. Can you even imagine? No wonder it's such a big deal for industries where things get seriously hot.
Right. Automotive, aerospace, even power generation. Being able to handle that heat means you can use it to make parts way more durable.
It's like the part has its own built-in cooling, but it's not even a separate thing, it's the material itself.
Good way to put it. It's really changing what's possible, even down at the material level.
And this is where I always get curious. We've talked about how tough it is, the heat, but what about other coatings? Can you put more stuff on top of ArmorGalv?
That's the thing. It's not just a solo act. It plays well with others. You can put paint over it, powder coatings, even bond rubber to it. It's like a super strong foundation.
So you've got this crazy tough base layer, then you add whatever else you want for looks or extra protection.
Exactly. So many more options for manufacturers, right? It's not just protection, it's multifunctional now. You build up exactly what you need.
That's amazing. But before we get too carried away, there's one more techie thing from our notes. Hydrogen and molten metal embrittlement free. In English this time.
Yeah, that one's a mouthful. Okay. Embrittlement, that's when metal gets brittle. Like bend a paperclip back and forth till it snaps, that's embrittlement.
Right, makes sense.
ArmorGalv is like that paperclip's now almost impossible to break, even with heat or chemicals. It protects from the inside out.
So not just protecting from stuff,
Yeah.
but keeping the metal itself strong too.
Exactly. And that matters even more when you're talking about parts that are already under a lot of stress, high tensile stuff, heat treated. Some coatings actually make that worse, but because ArmorGalv is diffused in, it doesn't have that problem.
That makes sense. Last thing you want is your protection making the metal weaker, especially if it's for a bridge or something. And speaking of tough environments, we got to talk about the ocean. Our sources all said Armor-Galv is amazing in marine settings.
And that's saying something. Salt water is like corrosion central. Then you add waves constantly hitting, the sun beating down. Protecting stuff in the ocean is hard.
Yeah, it's like a never-ending battle against nature. So how does Armor-Galv hold up?
Amazingly well. Normal coatings, they break down fast in the ocean. You need constant repairs, which gets expensive, or things just totally fail. But with Armor-Galv, you're not just coating, you're making the material itself almost totally immune to salt water.
Wow. It's got to be huge for ships, oil rigs, even just piers, pipelines, anything in the water, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're talking about things lasting way longer, less maintenance, it's safer, and better for the environment since you're not replacing stuff as often.
Now that's a win all around.
Yeah.
It's crazy how something designed to stop rust can have such a big impact on so many industries.
It really shows you how important material science is. You make a breakthrough there, it changes everything.
We've gone from tiny zinc atoms to the entire ocean.
Mm.
But I feel like we're just scratching the surface of what Armor-Galv can do. Armor-Galv is already being used in some seriously impressive ways, but where else could it make a difference? Like, what about renewable energy, exploring underwater, even like space exploration?
You're on the right track. The things that make it so good for what we've talked about, the corrosion resistance, handling those high temps, the precision you can get with the coating, those are all in high demand for cutting edge stuff.
It's like, it's got all these superpowers just waiting for someone to use them. Like, take renewable energy. You've got wind turbines out in the ocean, solar panels baking in the sun. It's a constant fight against corrosion.
Exactly. And don't forget the insides of those systems too. Gears, bearings, all these metal parts that have to work perfectly for years, even with big temperature swings. Armor-Galv could be huge for making those renewable energy systems last longer, making them more efficient for longer.
So it's like giving these green technologies an extra layer of, well, green, by making them last longer. More sustainable A&D, more cost effective.
Exactly. You mentioned underwater stuff too, and that made me think, what about exploring the ocean? Submersibles, research equipment, even deep sea mining, they're all dealing with insane pressure and how corrosive the ocean is down there.
Talk about a tough environment. But if Armor-Galv can handle the saltwater A&D, that pressure, it seems like you could open up so much in terms of what we can do down there.
Mm.
It'd be like giving those machines their own armor so they can survive the depths.
That's a really interesting thought. And hey, speaking of pushing limits, we've done the ocean depths. What about space? Mm. Satellites, rockets, even building something on another planet. You've got extreme temperatures, radiation, all kinds of things that can destroy even the toughest materials.
Now, that is a harsh environment. But if it can handle those industrial furnaces, makes you wonder, could it handle space travel too?
It's a fascinating possibility. And remember how we talked about it being thin and very controlled? That's huge for spacecraft, where every little bit of weight matters. Plus, being able to add other coatings on top means you could create like a custom multi-layered shield, depending on where in space you're going.
So we could be talking about giving spacecraft the ultimate protection against, well, everything space throws at them.
Exactly. And just like a shield, it's not just about being super strong. It's about adapting, being versatile enough for the specific challenge. And that's what we see with Armor-Galv.
It's easy to get lost in all the technical stuff, but what gets me is the potential of it all. We're talking about making our roads and bridges last longer, our industries run better, even exploring new places more safely and sustainably.
And don't forget, it's better for the planet. Replacing those toxic coatings means a healthier planet for everyone, so that's a win-win. Armor-Galv is a perfect example of how a breakthrough in material science can have a ripple effect everywhere, from everyday life to a global scale.
It really shows what we can do when we put our minds to it, finding solutions that are good for people and the planet. But like we've seen today, there's always more to learn, more to discover. So to everyone listening, keep asking questions, keep digging deeper. Maybe you'll be the one to find the next big use for this amazing technology. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring the world with that same curiosity and never stop learning.